Hey, this is Pastor Aram, and I want to thank you for joining me today for the Activation Church podcast. We are here so that people can activate their life in Christ, and I believe this message is going to help you go further than ever before. Check it out.
John, the 15th chapter, verse 5. Jesus said, I am the vine. Now, let's just pause right there. He's saying, this is who I am. I am the vine, and then he looks at us and says, you are the branches. Turn to the person next to you and say, you're a branch. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, in other words, whoever connects and remains connected, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I like to say, apart from him, you can do nothing good. There's a lot of things that we can do, but if we're disconnected from him, those things don't end up very good. Am I right? So now I want to give you the verse 8, and then we'll jump right into what we're going to talk about today. In verse 8, he goes on to say, by this, my Father is glorified. You want to know how to bring glory to God? Jesus says, by this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. You need to know that you were designed by God to be fruitful. You were not created on accident, but you were placed here with a purpose, and it is not only God's desire for you to be fruitful in that purpose, but he actually receives glory when you step out into it. He says, by this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove or show the evidence of being my disciples. A few weeks ago, we decided to make some changes in the auditorium to create some more space for growth. And a part of that was having to disconnect and reconnect all of the televisions and all of the wires. Now, that may not seem like a very big deal to you, but it's actually a pretty big task. If you look around, we've got multiple TVs, and connected to all of these TVs are even more wires. It's not like hooking up a television at your home. And the idea is that every television has to be connected to the right wire so that it will receive the right input so that it can show the right image. Are you following me so far? Every television has to be connected to the right wire so that it can be connected to the right input so that it can show the right image. I don't care how advanced your television is. I don't care how much money you spent on your television. It is useless unless it is connected to a source. TVs were not designed to create anything. They simply display whatever they are connected to. So when you go to John 15:5, Jesus is saying, I am the source. I am the vine. And if you will be connected to me and remain connected, then what is in me will now start flowing into you. But what you need to know is that process of his life-giving spirit flowing into you isn't just so that you become something new, which that is a part of it, but it is now flowing into you so that what he gives into you can be displayed through you. That's your purpose. Sometimes when we talk about purpose, we can muddy the waters and really overcomplicate it. But your purpose is to display the image of God everywhere that you go. That means when you're at home, you're on display. When you're at work, you're on display. When you're at church, you're on display. When you're at Cracker Barrel this afternoon, you are on display. Are you following what I'm saying? Everywhere that you go, it is God's desire for you to carry his image and his nature into that place. Not only does he desire it, not only has he designed you to be that, but he also receives glory from it. But the process of displaying the right image is all based upon what you are connected to, because if you're connected to the wrong source, you're going to have the wrong output. If you go back to the garden in the beginning, you know the story. Adam and Eve, they sinned against God. At that moment, they were disconnected from who they were designed to be. And so now, instead of displaying the image of God, they are displaying everything that is anti-God. If you go to Romans, the first chapter, and read verse 29, I think, through 31, it starts showing you the wickedness of humanity, which we are all a part of. And it starts listing all these things that we do. And some of you go through the checklist and you'll be like, not me, not me, not me, got a halo, not me. But then it'll land on some of you are slanderers and gossips. And that's when we go, oh, crap. Could be me. But the funniest part to me is when it gets down to where it says we became inventors of evil. Why? Because we are connected to the wrong source. But here's the great thing about God. He didn't come into the picture and say, I'm just going to throw away the television. He said, I'm not going to get rid of the television. I'm going to change the connection system so that now people and humanity can be designed to do exactly what I've called them to do. You need to know Jesus came for more than just rescuing you from something. He came to connect you into something. Watch what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Are y'all awake this morning? You still breathing? 1 Peter 2, verse 9. He says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. Why? That you may proclaim or display the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. In other words, there's been a transfer, there's been a source change, you've received a new input, and now what is being placed in you should be displayed through you, because that's how God receives glory. When you start showing the fruit of God everywhere that you go, God looks back and goes, I like that a lot. When you become an agent of hope, an agent of love, an agent of mercy, an agent of joy, when you step into a room, the environment of the room changes, not because you're great, but because you are carrying and displaying something much greater than you. That is the privilege that we have as the children of God. Do you know that? When you step into a room, things should change because you are there. And it has very little to do with who you are. And it has everything to do with who you are carrying. You've heard me say this before, but like in a room like this, you've got a thermostat and you got thermometers. A thermometer is gauging the temperature of the room. So it will go up and down based upon the environment that it's in. The thermostat sets the temperature of the room. As children of God, you are never designed to be a thermometer that's just changing with time and changing with the environment. When I'm up, I'm up. When I'm down, I'm down. When I'm only halfway up, I'm neither up. That's not who you were designed to be. You were designed to be a thermostat that sets the temperature of the room. Are you following what I'm saying? He's called you out of something. Who you were is no longer who you are. You've got a new opportunity. You are a new creation. You are now alive so that the Spirit of God can live through you and touch people. And that's something that we should be excited about. That's something that we should be passionate about. If there's one thing I pray, it's this: God, let them catch my passion. So far, he has not answered that prayer. But I am believing that one day I'm going to come into this place and you're going to be just as excited about Jesus as I am, because you're going to understand that you came from something into something better, that you are no longer walking in darkness, that you are no longer dead, but you are made alive. The Spirit, listen, the Spirit of God lives inside of you. Philip, when I was younger, I used to think, I can't wait to get to heaven because I'm going to go talk to Moses and ask him about splitting the Red Sea. And I want to go talk to David. And man, what's it like to have the kind of faith where you step up and you take out the giant? And then the reality hit me. When we get to heaven, they want to talk to us. You know why? Because they want to know, what was it like to be the temple of the living God? What was it like to be a carrier of his presence? What was it like to not have to go through all of these rituals just to get kind of close to the presence? What was it like to wake up and know that God was filling you and using you? Church, please get this. He's not a far off, distant cosmic being. He lives inside of those who have given their life to him. You are the temple of God. This building is not the temple. You are the temple. And if God's done something good for you, you should be so excited that you want to go tell somebody else about it. Have you ever eaten at a good restaurant? What do you go tell people, right? You watch a good show? What do? You go tell people, right? Why? Because it's something, I experienced something incredible that I want you to see. Man, this show was so powerful, Mike. You got to go check this thing out. That steak was so amazing. Tom, you need to go eat this thing. We have something way more phenomenal than a show or a steak. We have the presence of God and our testimony of what he has done for us. And if he can save somebody like me, if he can use somebody like me, then he can use somebody like you. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. See, my life should be a living invitation to experience who Jesus is. Not just in what I say, but in how I live. There's a lot of people that say the right things, but their life shows nothing. You're supposed to be different. Jesus calls you the light of the world. You, sitting here, he calls you the light of the world. Have you ever brought a light into a dark space? You notice it real quick. See, it's not that you're perfect. Hear what I'm saying? It's not that you're perfect. It's not that you get everything right. It's that you carry something or someone that is so different, so that when you walk through hell, you live in peace. When you go through things that should be crushing you and destroying you, you go through it with joy. Why? Because you know he's with you. And you know that if he's with you, he'll bring you through it. And people notice that. Because they're like, man, I'm going through this and it is destroying me. How can you go through this and still have peace? And you're able to say, because you don't know who I know. You're not connected to who I'm connected to. And then people are like, well, I go to church. That's great. But church attendance is not equal connection. Or I said the sinner's prayer. That's great. But that prayer does not equal connection. Well, I throw a few bucks in the offering plate. That's wonderful, but that does not equal connection. Connection is when you come to Christ and you realize, oh God, I need you in my life. I understand that you are the source, and without you, I have nothing. Without you, I am nothing. But you breathe life into me. You animate me. It is in you that I live, that I move, that I have my very being. You know, when you read through the scriptures, you see men and women who were used in incredible ways. And it's not because they were superhumans. It's because they had the right connection. So there was something in them that knew that what I really need is never found out here. And it's easy to say that. It's easy to say, you know, I know that Jesus is all I need, but we don't really live that way. John 15, 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine. He doesn't just come on and say, hey, I'm a vine. He doesn't even say, I'm the vine. He says, I am the true vine. Why is that important? Because he recognizes that there are other things in life that we're going to try to attach ourselves to get life. If I just had this job, if I just had this relationship, if I just had this, or if I was just able to do this, or if I was just able to make this kind of money, then I would feel something, I would feel alive, and everything would be okay. The problem is, it is a chasing after the wind, and when you open your hands, you go, I'm still empty. And some of you have lived that, and you've experienced it. You've gone after the things, you've tried all of the substances, and at the end of the day, you're going, I am still empty. But we still go back to that empty well, looking for satisfaction. And Jesus is like, I am the true vine. Connect to me. Remain in me. Abide with me. And you will become fruitful and productive out of your belly. Will flow rivers of living water. It's not something I'm striving for, trying to find that living water. It is there in me. That living water fills me. That living water fuels me. And if I can get passionate about this thing, you need to know your passion will become contagious. I have this friend who pastors an amazing church in South Carolina. I can't wait for you to meet him. He's going to come speak for us in November. When I first met him, I thought, there is no other human being on this planet like Dean Herman. He's like 6'5". He's massive. He played on the Clemson 81 championship team. He's a big guy. His personality is just as big as he is. But here's the thing that's bigger than his size and his personality. It's his passion for Jesus. And the first time I was with him, I left the room saying, I want that. I want the kind of passion that he has. I want the kind of desire that he has. Why? Because what was on him and in him was an invitation for me to go to a new level. His passion was contagious. I left that room going, I want something more. The question is, when you leave a room, do you leave it better than it was before you came in? Do people leave you going, I want that? I want that kind of hope. I want that kind of joy. I want that kind of faith. I want that kind of hunger and desire to know God and to know the things of God. And nothing is going to stand in my way. I'm going after it with everything that I got. I'm not going to be like the kid at the pool who's just dipping the toe, checking it out. I'm going all the way in. And it doesn't matter what anyone else does. It's a me thing. I'm going in, and I know that if I'll go in and I will connect, God will use me, because I have come to this awareness. And you need to come to this awareness that he has not just saved you from something. He has called you into something. See, the reason we can become lazy in our faith is because we've been taught Jesus came so that we don't have to go to hell. And that's all there is to it. So I'll raise my hand and I'll say the prayer because I don't want to go there. Just in case that place is real, I don't want to go there. Am I right? I mean, honestly, you don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you, when you were younger, you said that prayer just because you didn't want to go to that place? So you say that prayer and now my conscience is clean and I feel all good, but I do nothing with my life. See, that's not salvation. Salvation is when Jesus shows up, he reconnects you to the Father. He reconnects you to that source of life so that now you can come back into your purpose. The same purpose he gave humanity from the beginning, to be his image here on earth. We cannot be lazy with our faith. We've got to live out our faith. Called outer darkness into light. Why? So that we may proclaim, display, and show the goodness of God. Turn to the person next to you and say, he didn't just save me from something. He saved me to something. Watch this in Ephesians, the second chapter. Verse 1. He says, and you were dead. Disconnected. You were. Some still are. But my hope is today you'll leave being a were instead of an are. You were dead. You were disconnected in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh. So this is a we all thing. This is the condition of humanity as a whole. We are carrying out or displaying the desires of the flesh and the mind, and we're by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, did not discard the television. He reconnected it. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved. This isn't your own doing. There's nothing you did to deserve this. There's nothing you did to earn this. You only responded to the invitation towards it. By grace you've been saved. It's the gift of God, not a result of works. Stay with me. It's not a result of works. Turn to the person next to you. It's not a result of works. Watch this. So that anyone may boast. But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for what? Good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So I'm not saved by what I do, but now that I am saved, there are some things that just become a natural response to who I am. Because now that the life-giving Spirit of God is flowing through me, there are some things that are going to be produced in my life, and those are the things that should be seen. Jesus says you'll be able to identify those that follow me by what you see growing in them and being produced through them. So if there are not the things, if the things of God are not being produced in my life, I really have the question, where is my connection? What have I connected myself to? What source am I abiding in? And can I change it over? Yes. Doesn't matter what you've done, it doesn't matter how far you've gone. God is always calling you back. He's saying, connect, connect, connect. I've got something amazing for you. Please hear that. God has something amazing for you. Something that goes beyond your understanding. Something that goes beyond your human ability to even think or dream it. He has something amazing for each and every person, but the only way that comes is through a connection. You were not called to sit around. You were called to be a carrier and a display of his presence, and an enthusiastic one. That's where we're going as a church. We're going to get to be an enthusiastic bunch of people. Why? Because the Spirit of Christ lives in me. My middle daughter, Lillian, she recently started playing volleyball. And so I went to her game the other night, and Lily's a hoot. If you know her, she's wild. And she's having the best time, and she's cheering. She's clapping. She's high-fiving her teammates. Even when they lose the point, she's going crazy. You would have thought they were winning the World Series out there the way she was acting. Then they pulled her out of the game, and she's on the sidelines watching her team. And I noticed she was cheering with the same passion and enthusiasm on the sidelines as she was when she was in the game. And here's the reason why. Because she was a part of the team, not just wearing the jersey. Let that land. Some of us are wearing the jersey. We carry the label Christian. But this thing was never meant to be a label. It was meant to be a lifestyle. This is who I am everywhere that I go. Everywhere that I go, I am the image of God. And I've got to make up my mind, what am I going to display in this moment? You've got to learn how to override the signal of the flesh. Can I tell you that that's something I battle with all the time? Let's just get real. Some of you seem very tired today. I got up at 4 a.m. this morning, and I've been blowing and going. I've already done this once. I'm real tired. When I walked into the service today, my flesh said, let's cut this short. That's real. My flesh was like, let's get this thing over with. I'm going to go check out the new Cracker Barrel. Hopefully they still got pancakes. They may not be Uncle Herschel's, but hopefully they still got some pancakes. But I came down here in worship and I said, you know what? I'm not going to allow my flesh to determine my output. I'm going to allow the Spirit of God to determine my output. I'm going to worship and I'm going to praise and I'm going to celebrate because that is who I am and that's what I was made to do. This is what I was made for. This is what you were made for. Not just to sit and fill a chair, but to be actively participating in the presence and Spirit of God that you are carrying so that he can be seen. Just like these televisions. They're not designed just to hang on the wall. They're designed to show you something. It'll change your life when you realize I was created to show something. Paul, you were created to show something. Janet, you were created to show something. Aaliyah, you were created to show something. Crystal, you were created to show something. Put your name in the blank. Bob, Joni, Sally, you were created to show something. And when you connect to him and you truly start abiding in him, and his Spirit starts flowing through your life, he will do amazing things. And you start going through the process of moving from where you were to where you were called to be. And it is a process. See, I'm not where I want to be. But thank God I'm not where I used to be. And that's your story today. Like, you're not maybe where you want to be. Maybe you haven't accomplished all the things, or you're not the type of Christian you want to be, but you should be able to look back and say, I'm not where I was. But because I'm connected every day, the Spirit of God is drawing me closer and closer and closer to the one he has designed me to reflect. And it's such a beautiful thing. Some of you, maybe you're still here. You haven't connected yet. Today is the day. Connect. When I say connect, again, I'm not saying say a prayer so that you don't have to go to hell. I'm saying connect to Jesus because he is life. He is life. Apart from him, there is nothing else. It is in him that we live, we move, and we have our very being.
Well, thank you so much for joining us again today for our Activation Church podcast. I hope this message has been an inspiration to you. Listen, take time to rate our podcast. It helps us get the message out. Also, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a great YouTube channel with amazing resources. It's Activation Church. So go there, subscribe, and watch our content. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.